listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim Tarantine here with my partner, Amanda Harrison, and we are all about having these great conversations with the top 50 site consultants in North America, and we've got another great interview for you today. Amanda, tell us who you talk to and give the folks some background on who they are and what they do.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim. I spoke with Brett Batis. He is an executive vice president at Site Selection Group, and he really focuses on the company's real estate. So he holds a bachelor's degree in urban planning geography and a master's degree in geography site selection. So he's all about locations, sites, real estate, you name it, he's got the insight. And he's received several awards for his work. A few years ago, he was recognized by the Dallas Business Journal for the Heavy Hitter Award. So he's definitely got some heavy hitting insights to share with everyone today. So take a listen. Hi, Brett. Thank you so much for joining us today on An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants, and welcome to our podcast.
Great. Thank you.
We'd love to start with this question just so that we can get an inside peek into who you are. What are three things that everyone should know about you?
Three things that everyone should know about me. One is probably a bit cliche, but I'm a true family man and really wouldn't have it any other way. Two, I actually have my master's degree in site selection. And then three, I've spent my entire career in corporate site selection.
That's really interesting. So I find that not a lot of people go to school for this industry. A lot of times they just kind of stumble upon it. So how did you first get involved in site selection, and what made you decide that you wanted to pursue a master's degree in it?
Sure. Well, actually, I probably stumbled into it as well. I had a undergrad in urban planning, and as I was getting close to graduation, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with that. I didn't want to stay in planning. I didn't want to work for the government. So I told my professor I wanted to really get into a career where I could take some aspects of the planning and help companies find locations to expand their businesses, not realizing that there's an actual career in that. And so he enlightened me to the profession of site selection and then told me about a couple of schools with programs that specialized in corporate site selection. So I ended up applying and got into the programs and went from there.
Great. So now that you've been in the industry for a while and you've got some great experience and have obviously been named one of the top site consultants in North America, what's maybe one inside secret that you can sort of peel back the curtain and let everyone who's listening today in on?
I don't know if it's a true secret, but one thing that I rely a lot on is just understanding some of the latest trends in markets via, you know, any press releases of openings, closures. I think it just, as much as I can try to find some of the subjective on the community, I find that you complement that with the demographics and statistics, and you can get a pretty good picture of a community.
Fantastic. So when you are working with your companies, your clients, what are some of those key issues that keep coming up over and over again that you're always assessing when you're looking at different communities?
Yeah, labor's probably the number one piece that we're always wanting to better understand, whether it's labor availability, labor cost, and then also just the sustainability of a market to be able to grow with a company and to continue to offer the skill sets that a company is looking for.
Excellent. So is there maybe a best case example of a community that has gone above and beyond in a project that you've worked on recently?
Sure, they've got a couple of different examples, but one that comes to mind is we were tasked by our client to really assess the talent coming out of the universities and if that would be a skill set that they could tap into. So they asked us to pull together basically a job fair and interview session with some of the students coming out with an IT background. So the economic development group worked very closely with the local universities, colleges, was able to set up interviews and interview rooms and got the students available. What was probably most compelling about this is they did this in a matter of probably about 5 days, and they did it in a week right before the semester, the fall semester started. So it wasn't a time when the students were even on campus, but it was a real testament to the way that the local economic development group was able to partner and work with the local college university resources.
Great. So are there maybe specific states or specific communities that are really catching your eye these days? Maybe every time you have a project, you're sort of gravitating towards those to see if you can place a company there. Are there any specific examples of places who are really doing things well right now?
You know, it's hard to answer that because it really depends on the project. So I think there's different states, different communities that we might be very strong in certain sectors. And, you know, I think there still is a trend to kind of the Southeast and Southwest. There's been a lot of opportunities and there's a lot of growth in those markets. So I think, you know, naturally there's just been a lot of companies kind of looking towards that area, but there's still a lot of communities in the Northeast and the Midwest that have, you know, strong story to tell. And if it fits the criteria for a certain project, then there's still some great examples of those.
So this is going to kind of be a follow-up to what you just said, but also rephrase a little bit. So are there specific types of marketing strategies that seem to work really well on you? And then you mentioned the Southeast, Southwest. Are those communities doing anything specifically, maybe in terms of marketing or messaging, that is catching your attention?
You know, I think the best marketing that I come across is just one, getting the, and I think I mentioned this earlier with some of the, you know, kind of the secret of what we look for, but the, you know, the companies that or communities that can showcase some of the openings, closures. When they start getting that information out to us, it's a lot easier to sell the community because we have a story behind those communities that we can share with our client. So I think that's been an effective marketing tool. And then I think just the ability to, you know, have personal conversations or actually come and personally meet with the consultants is another great marketing effort for the community.
Excellent. So I hear a lot that the personal face-to-face trips are really the best way to get to know the site consultant community. For those areas with a limited budget, are there ways to sort of build those relationships that are effective but don't have a high price tag associated with it?
Yeah, and I think they could still have the personal relationship even without doing the face-to-face visit, just even through phone conversations, through emails. You know, I think there's still a lot of communication that can be had and relationships that can be built even just through those different areas.
Good, good advice. So for turning to you as a leader for a moment, how do you personally define success, Brett?
I would say, you know, to me, and this is both professionally and personally, I mean, I just look at success and kind of equate that to overall happiness and, you know, just how content I feel with whatever the situation may be. So the happier I am, probably the more successful, more aligned to success, I believe.
Okay, good. Now, is there a specific leadership lesson that you carry with you throughout your career or throughout all of your interactions that you kind of rely on heavily, and it might be a lesson that you could pass along to others in terms of leadership?
Yeah, I would say just what I've tried to follow with leadership is to trust my instincts and then also to try to lead by the way that I'd want to be led. And I think that if I can continue to do that or if I can pass that along, that's probably, you know, the best way I can answer it.
So this is our final question to wrap up today's podcast. If you could tell a room full of economic developers just one thing, what would that be?
Just one thing. It's probably the easiest one you ask. I would just say thank you, because without the help and support of the local economic development groups, there's no way we'd be able to be successful with the projects that we're working on with our clients.
Excellent. Well, Brett, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and to speak with all of our listeners. We really appreciate you sharing your insights, your expertise, and all the things that you learned throughout your career. And then again, we want to say congratulations on being named by your peers as one of North America's top 50 site consultants.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.